Then we move down, verse 7, and Moses is definitely before us here. In fact, there are many that feel like Moses is before us from verse 3 on. But that, I think, is merely a minor detail. The important thing is whether it's Abraham or Moses, God was moving. But it's certainly Moses here at verse 7. He says, I saw the tents of Cushan, and that is Ethiopia, in affliction, and the curtains of the land of Midian did tremble. Now, you will recall that this man Moses went down into the land of Midian, and it is believed now by some scholars that Moses, when he was Pharaoh's daughter's son, that is, an adopted son, that he probably led a campaign into Ethiopia. But that, of course, is not really a matter of record, but the belief of some scholars today. Now let me move on down here, verse 8. Was the Lord displeased against the rivers? Was thine anger against the rivers? In other words, God opened up the rivers for them. You will recall how they crossed the Jordan River, how they crossed actually the Red Sea. And that is what is in mind here, because he goes on and says, was thy wrath against the sea, that thou didst ride upon thine horses and thy chariots of salvation? This is highly figurative, beautiful language, by the way, and it's Hebrew poetry. And it speaks of the fact that God was not angry with the rivers because they blocked the way. He just merely opened up the Red Sea and let them cross over, as he did later the Jordan River. And now I read verse 9, thy bow was made quite naked according to the oaths of the tribes, even thy word. And this is Selah. In other words, God was making good his covenant, his promise to his people. And believe me, Selah here could really mean you need to pound those drums again, drummer, because this is something to wake them up and cause them to listen to what God has to say. Thou didst cleave the earth with rivers. And did you ever stop to think of this earth today as being sliced? God sliced it with rivers. The rivers are like a great slice down through the earth. What a highly figurative picture, but what an accurate picture, by the way, that's given to us here. Now will you notice verse 10? The mountains saw thee, and they trembled. The overflowing of the water passed by. The deep uttered its voice and lifted up its hands on high. Now, you will recall that when Moses went up and got the law on the top of Mount Sinai, there at the giving of the law, it trembled, and the children of Israel were so frightened that they actually didn't want to come near. They didn't want God to speak to them at all. They were absolutely frightened at that time, and Moses, you'll recall, went up and got the Ten Commandments, then he came down from there. Now, that's the picture of how Moses delivered the children of Israel. You have God making a covenant with Abraham. He made it good. Now, God has made a covenant with Moses, and he made it good, that he delivered them out of the land of Egypt, and he delivered them out of the land of Egypt.